This episode is brought to you by Eddie Murphy's Ice Cream. From the genius behind cookie dough and cake batter ice cream comes a new flavor that will tickle your taste buds and leave you mooing for more. Try all new raw beef ice cream in the frozen dessert aisle or at the meat and seafood department. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 159.
Moo!
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Be him if nobody.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're happy to have you joining us. Grab your raw beef ice cream and have some fun with us together.
That's gross.
I mean, it only makes sense. You got raw cookie dough, raw cake batter, raw beef. I think they're really revolutionizing the ice cream space. What do you want them to do? Sushi?
Well,
because that would be raw fish, sort of, not really.
I think imitation crab meat ice cream would be really good.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because then people who don't eat unclean meats wouldn't be able to eat it.
What about imitation unclean meats?
Well, see, that's what I'd always wondered. Total diversion here. But I'd always wondered,
what else
can
is this podcast?
People who stay away from unclean meats, like as the biblical or Jewish definition of clean and unclean meats, can they eat imitation crab meat? Because crab meat would be considered an unclean meat, according to the Old Testament Mosaic law. But I discovered that the problem is solved by the fact that imitation crab meat is actually made from catfish, which is another considered unclean fish.
Well, what's the point in imitating the crab? Is it just cheaper?
For any other reason people make imitation products.
I think I assumed it wasn't fish at all.
It's chipper.
And I don't know why I'm disappointed chipper. To learn that imitation crab meat is fish.
The chipper kick.
What did you think chipper. It was?
I don't know.
Tofu?
I don't know. Why? Okay, I am having existential food questions right now.
Imitation tofu is actually made by recycled pork rinds. Don't ask about the recycling
Whoa,
process.
It's that was an amazing word.
Recyclation. I think it sounds like a good word.
I think.
The recyclation.
Yes. Can we make that a word? How do you get a new word ratified, if we may use the word
ratified?
Well,
there are a couple ways we could do this. One is get about a million billion people use it on the internet at the same time, so that when you do a Google search for it, it actually turns up a result and will make sure that people will know that it's a real word, because they'll be like, oh, it's on the internet. That means it's a real word, so I can use it on the Facebook and the Twitters.
Well, let's just start using it a lot. Even where it doesn't make sense.
So, which word are we now using?
Recyclation.
Recyclation.
Like in a wedding. Like, do you, Phibius Jones...
Phibius.
Take...
Another recyclated Phineas, word.
What
is happening right now?
Did you just say Phineas?
Do you, Mary Jane, take Spider-Man to be your recyclation wife?
Oh, no. No.
Your recyclative.
No. And already.
Or husband.
What?
See, everything is recyclating in my mind. That's why it's starting to get all mixed up. This is the only podcast that recyclates your mind.
Oh.
True story.
I think so. I think it has to be.
It's time for another true story.
We recyclate those bumpers every single week.
Totally. And we are saving trees by reusing bumpers.
Recyclating.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's the recyclation that's the thing.
I have a story to tell.
Yay!
Yay!
It's,
oh, I love stories.
It's about while we were sleeping.
Oh, no!
Oh, you're recycling that idea?
It is about Jenny.
Oh! Recycling that girl?
But this time...
Wait. Hey.
This time it's not something that Jenny said in her sleep.
Uh-oh.
It's something that I dreamed about Jenny.
Okay.
So it doesn't really technically involve Jenny directly at all.
Let's have a little moment of truth. Jenny, tell us how much you love our dog.
Uh-oh.
I hate the dog.
Okay.
Truth be told. Oh, Lucy, cover your ears. Well, it's too late now.
Let the truth be known. I do not like dogs.
Let me preface this with a little side tangent here. You know the service...
Wow, we're getting truth and a tangent and a story.
And you're going to learn about some cool technology here because you know about Dropbox. Dropbox is a cool service that allows you to synchronize files between computers.
Not a sponsor yet?
No, and this totally is going to sound like a sponsor, but they're not. But still, if you want to sign up for them, then we get perks. You can go to noodle.mx/Dropbox. Oh, but anyway,
cool.
It doesn't pay us anything. It just gives us like 500 megabytes. But anyway, Dropbox is the service that can synchronize files between computers, but it's also really useful for saving previous versions of files.
Right.
So that if something changes, you can go back in history in order to grab a new past version.
Did you revert a change in your wife?
No.
Okay.
But I have many times saved bacon by reverting changes.
I don't know. I was wondering what he was implying. I was like, don't tell me that your dream went something like this. Jenny changed in some way and you reverted to a previous version through Dropbox. Because that would just be offensive. So well, as long as that's not where we're going, we're probably
let's
safe.
Let's just wait for the dream and then we can get offended.
I use Dropbox for Jenny in order to synchronize her with two different locations.
Oh, dear.
Or multiple
Wait, you
locations.
Did what now? Was that really the dream?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay, let me tie this together. So
Yay,
my dream was that Lucy killed our dog.
Wait, what?
Wait, what? Lucy killed our dog?
Let me revert that conversation. Jenny killed our dog, Lucy.
Yes. Dreams and do come true in dreams. I mean, dreams.
I was so emotional about this in my dream. Like, I was crying so badly about this in my dream.
Was I laughing?
You were kind of happy about it, which was a little bit odd.
As you turned me down because I just laughed really loudly.
And in this dream, I was crying so hard that I do remember waking up from this dream in a cold sweat.
Whoa.
And like completely drenched in sweat. And it wasn't really that hot that evening.
Did you sit up and stare at me for a little bit?
No. But here's what happened in the dream.
You?
Before I woke up, in the midst of my terrible crying, and I mean, she's a dog. My dog is a dog, not my wife.
Oh my gosh.
Jenny's a dog.
Oh, okay. Jenny just said that.
In my dream, I was...
We're all thinking it.
I was so sad and sobbing terribly about this. But then I had a moment of hope in my dream.
Oh.
Because I realized...
Oh no.
It's okay. Because I had Lucy synchronized with Dropbox, so I can just revert to your previous version.
Weird.
Lucy's not dead.
And that's when I woke up.
Wow.
Such an odd dream.
My first thought, though, when I woke up was, oh, nuts. I wanted to see how that turned out and to see if it actually worked.
Wow. So you could have hidden Lucy tonight so that I didn't see her or hear her. And then you could have just told that story as though it were not a dream. And then, of course, I probably would have figured this one out before you said, and then I woke up. Because when you started reverting the dog from Dropbox, I'm sure I would have figured it out, probably. Unlike some of your previous and then I woke up stories, about which I'm still bitter.
At least this time I told you it was a dream.
Yes, thank you.
Jeremy, what is your random noodle update?
Well, it's starting to seem less like random and more like a pattern. Apparently, my life revolves around animal sounds.
It really do.
So, we've heard a lot of sounds that we didn't expect animals to make.
A lot of sounds we didn't expect Jeremy to make.
That too. I was recently introduced to a song that asks a very important question about what sound a particular animal makes.
This will be in the show notes, by the way.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Yeah, and it gets weirder. It gets weirder from there.
Should we keep listening to hear the weirderness?
I think we can leave that for homework.
Oh, my gosh.
So your homework is go to the show notes, cleancomedypodcast.com/159 to find out what does Fox say?
Yeah. Yeah, eventually in that video you will see and hear a fox. So you have that to look forward to. And as it was put to me by the friend who introduced me, it's 3 minutes and 45 seconds of your life that you will never get back.
That's very much what this podcast is like.
Yes, only much more than 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
But really, think about this. Would you rather have wasted your life listening to our podcast, or would you rather have wasted your life, you know, doing something actually useful? Let's combine the two. Do something useful while listening to this podcast.
That works.
Yeah, and I suggest something useful would be go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes and write a review for us in iTunes. That's something useful, and you can listen to our podcast while you write the review.
It's sort of like a recyclation of wasted time.
Very much.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So recyclate your time on iTunes and reperculate and regurgitate.
Ew.
And all of that re-tate
cogitate
stuff. Yeah, recogitate.
No, well, okay.
Refabricate and re-disintegrate and
re-integrate.
Juvenate and re-fliginate.
No.
And all of that stuff. cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes. And big thanks to Super Squint.
A big thanks.
Super Squint.
That's the sound of me squinting. Super. Who left a review for us on iTunes, and I'll read that.
You were speaking Fox.
A little bit later.
I was. I was.
Which sounds very much like a certain Taylor Swift song we've watched previously, too.
Yeah, this animal sounds thing has been going on for months, and I'm not even trying necessarily. It just comes to me. It just comes.
The animal sounds cometh. We'll have that video in the show notes. Do watch it at cleancomedypodcast.com. /159 before Jenny shares her random noodle update. Let me ask you to do something else even more useful than writing a review for us in iTunes, and that is to nominate us for the podcast awards. We'd love to see the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast nominated under the comedy category. Did I say in iTunes? But I meant for the podcast awards. To podcastawards.com and submit your nomination there. Now, this is the time, October 1st through 15th, when you can only submit your nominations once. So this isn't the daily thing yet. That starts in November. But go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards. We'll show you how to nominate us and all of our other podcasts, because we have podcasts that we'd like to see nominated for Best Produced, People's Choice, for Education, Entertainment, Technology, comedy, of course, this one, and all of that. But please, please nominate us there. And the biggest thing that you could do to hurt us is nominate us for everything. So don't do that. I know we're that awesome that we deserve everything, right?
Oh, but, wow.
We especially deserve everything.
A pony. Wow. I'd like a pony.
You want a pony?
But just
what
nominate.
What do you deserve, Jenny?
Lots of chocolate. That's what I deserve.
A chocolate pony?
Maybe. I deserve to know what the fox says.
So please yip your way over to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcastawards to find out how you can nominate us. And then you can also sign up for our daily email notification, and it's the only email we'll send you during the voting period to remind you to vote for us every day. So please do that over at cleancomedypodcast.com/podcastawards. Jenny, what is your random noodle update?
Jenny.
You make it sound like it's great or something.
Well, you're my fox.
What?
I was at the library. And I was just coming out. And the first thing I heard... No. Well, that might make it a better story. The first thing I heard when I came out was, just shoot me.
Whoa. And
just
you're like,
shoot me.
Sorry, I forgot my gun. Again.
So, like, I looked around kind of alarmed. And it was just a man on his phone asking someone to shoot him an email. I was alarmed for 2 seconds.
Good thing you did have a gun.
Wow, wow. Like, oh, sorry. Like, I thought you actually wanted me to shoot you.
Email. That was the email sending sound as he... died.
Well, I was thinking this was going to be something
that
like he was in a fight with his wife or a fight with someone, and he's like, well, just shoot me.
No, it was kind of boring.
See, I knew you couldn't do it.
I don't.
That's what they always say, right? When somebody's pointing a gun at one person, the other person finally decides that the only way out is through, and they go, fine, do it. Just shoot me. You don't have it in you. And then sometimes they do, and that's not good.
Yeah, you never want to find out whether someone has it in you because because if they do, then you'll have it in you after they have pulled the trigger.
Pretty much.
Yeah, not
pretty
good.
Much. No.
But it does remind me of, Jeremy, you remember one time when we went to some fast food place to get some food fast. And there was a guy on his cell phone outside. He'd walked out of the restaurant as you and I were saying goodbye, and which was very short for guys. It's just like, goodbye.
Like, see ya!
But there was a guy on his phone that was yelling into his phone saying, you don't want me to make a scene!
I don't remember.
Too late. Too late.
Too late to make a scene.
Which is kind of hilarious because it's sort of like, what kind of a threat is that on the phone? I'm going to make a scene. You're not, you know, here to be embarrassed by it. But trust me, it's super embarrassing. I'm making such a scene right now. Don't you hang up. You have to be on the phone to hear me getting embarrassed over this scene that in no way implicates you.
Exactly.
At all.
Uh-huh.
Unless the phone is sentient, in which case. That's a whole different argument.
I'm sorry, Jenny. Was that... kind of cut you off. Was that your...
That's all. But okay. No, I'm searching for a video that I want to show that you just inspired.
We went from the library to sentient video. Cell phones.
I did. I inspired a video.
You inspired a generation of noodles.
Well,
to rebel against the boiling pot.
That's kind of what I do. Because I tell everyone, be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning.
And they all decided in unison, we do not want to be the boiled and eaten kind of noodles.
We will rise up against the pot and stand unboiled and flaky and karate chopped. And we
I thought you were going to say crusty.
Well, as crusty as they want to be. That's fine. And we will rise victorious over
what, spaghetti. Clearly, ramen noodles have an inferiority complex with spaghetti, and we only just discovered it.
Well, I know why that is. Because ramen noodles made second place in a recent competition.
Really?
Yeah.
That high.
And I'll put this in the show notes, too, at cleancomedypodcast.com/159. Rhett and Link recently did a video. They're back to doing their Good Mythical Morning show, on YouTube and in podcast form. And they recently did a video that was a noodle competition. Wow. And they graded several noodles on like very unimportant things like looks and taste. And I think that was about it.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff is so superficial. Noodles are more than just looks and taste.
Well, yeah. So they graded noodles based on their slurpability, their physical attractiveness, and their ability to stick against the wall.
Yeah.
And they gave ramen noodles second place.
Oh. Spaghetti actually won all that.
Spaghetti was first place.
I can see that. Mm. I can see that. But ramen noodles, don't you give up.
Stick in there, boy. Stick in there, noodles.
You're going to have to rebel a little sooner, though, because once you're in that cake, it's really hard to be an individual again. So you're going to have to stand up before you are processed and put in the package.
Stand up. Be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We don't need your lemons.
Lemons.
Oh, did she say something about lemons?
I didn't. Maybe one of the noodles did. There are a lot of them now. They're kind of gathering outside the window.
Her noodlers. Jenny, what is your video?
Well, you were talking about phones and yelling and stuff, so it reminded me of this one. So go ahead and play it.
And this also will be in the show notes.
You'll want to skip to 40 seconds. This intro is quite long.
Oh, I have my robot going.
This is not sponsored by Nokia.
That's a big phone.
Go to the art gallery! That's rubbish! Yeah, total rubbish! Yeah, chow!
Chow! This guy's phone is large.
Is that Hello? Venice?
Yeah. Hello, I'm on a boat in Holland!
Startled everybody.
In Holland! That's rubbish! There's lots of cheese and stuff!
Alright, that's enough. Anyway, this guy's phone is really big, so he's shouting in it.
Oh.
It's funny.
My. It's all too familiar.
That reminds me of my first phone.
Does it?
Well, the small phones, you got to talk louder because they're so small.
I guess so. You also have to, you kind of have to lean to where they are, especially people driving like pickup trucks. They have to lean to where their cell phone is in their hand.
Hello! You
lean into the call, right?
Yes.
It makes you more persuasive. It's kind of like
so special.
People say smile when you're talking, even if they can't see you because it comes through the audio. So also if you just lean on something like right now, I'm leaning on my desk.
Also your microphone and also the monkey hanging from your microphone.
Well, you're leaning on your little mouse pad thingy.
You're leaning all over the place.
Leaning. Lean.
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 Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Which I completely forget the words. You know, one of the worst ever podcast intros was one where I tried to sing about Flegon to the tune of a hymn. And you know what's so terrible about that?
Why have so many of my memories been erased?
I mean, besides the fact that it happened. What was so terrible about that is someone was recording a video, a professional project to sell to teach bloggers how to blog as well as add podcasting to the mix. And they invited me to be part of this video. And they linked to the ramen noodle. And they showed this as an example of some kind of content that you could produce. And they started playing. And of all of the episodes, it was that one that started because, I mean, it's like, oh, you were just talking about how professional of a podcaster I am, and that was the episode that you pressed play on.
Which episode was this?
It was one, you were gone for a while.
Oh, and you decided to sing about me? So I started singing,
Up From the Grave, He Arose. Oh, dear. And then everything went south after that. I'm very similar to probably what some bread could be doing right at this minute because Jenny just left the podcast.
Not permanently, mind you.
Well,
I think I smell bread.
Depends on how bad the bread is.
I think I smell. You didn't tell me there was a bun in the oven.
It might have squash in it.
I've got nothing. I don't know where to go with that.
And you think I'm kidding.
No.
It has squash.
Okay.
I bought it. I bought the squash that Jenny put in the bread. It's not like zucchini. It's kind of like zucchini bread, but it's squash bread.
So the bun in the oven.
Not squashed, but it's squash.
Okay.
Yeah, the bun in the oven.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I just remembered I have a bun in the oven. I got to leave.
So this bun in the oven is definitely going to be sliced and eaten.
Ew.
It's going to be squashed. Of doves. You can't get those words back.
Like a flock of doves descending upon pig poop.
What? Jenny, come back quickly. This is disintegrating. Hi. She's back.
Hi, back.
How's
the baby?
What happened when I was gone?
We were talking about the bun we have in the oven.
Okay. Not that kind of bun, chat room.
And squash bread.
Squash bread.
Okay.
So I'm glad you missed me. I was gone for 2 minutes.
Yep.
Or less.
Yep. We need to recyclate this segment.
Fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows.
Consider it recyclated.
Thanks.
But let's move on.
That was not a great way to welcome your wife back to the room.
No. I want to leave.
Let's move on to this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our wonderful listeners. This came in from Ella. Not
Fitzgerald?
Yeah, right. Ella Fitzgerald, sure.
Okay. I've always wanted to hear
Ella, Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella which?
Is Ella Fitzgerald a guy or a girl?
What? Really? Really? Really?
I mean, I'm thinking with a name like Fitzgerald, only a guy could have that. It has to be. Wait. Yeah. Only a guy could have that last name, Fitzgerald.
It's what we in my country call a last name, also a family name.
Or surname.
You're kidding, right?
Anyway,
humor. I get humor. I love it.
Ella emailed saying, "Hey, Daniel, Jeremy, and Jenny, I just wanted to send in a story about
I just wanted to say hello back
about an argument me and a friend had. It was in science class, and we were discussing whether both chemical and physical changes give off heat. This is a little science lesson.
Wow,
for us.
Science class. This explains how somebody who died in 96 can be emailing us."
We were discussing if a rock rolls down a mountain, does it get warm? Is it not a rock and roller, but if a rock rolls down a mountain, does it get warm? In the heat of the argument, my friend yelled, "If a goat rolls down a mountain, does it get hot?"
Wow.
Oh. Well.
Yes. I think it's a good thing.
So
to
it
consider.
Was
Do we think
the duo was Ella and Yella?
What do we think about goats rolling down mountains?
I never do.
I've never thought a goat could get any more physically attractive, so I don't think rolling down a mountain would cause it to do that. What, did she mean something else?
Yeah.
We were talking about foxes earlier, so I wasn't quite sure.
Yep.
What does the goat rolling down the mountain say?
Please try. It's a funny thought.
Yep. That was hoofs overhead, by the way.
We would love to have your funny stories, funny feedback, funny things that you find. Please email us feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, or you can call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message right from the website right to us. And now, let's move on to this.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it. This week, the noodleism is recyclate and recyclation.
Actually, this one's a bit long.
Long!
Have you heard the phrase, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then?
I think that in regard to you often. Just kidding.
Well, you know, I was looking for a co-host for a while, and then I found
a
you.
A co-host. Uh-huh. Oh, you found a nut in me.
I found you got a nut in me. We are on like so total same brain length.
So your brain is in sync with a nut? Yeah. I think that's what you basically just
sometimes
said.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, except the commercial goes, sometimes you. That's how. Anyway, Mounds and Almond Joy. Anybody? 80s children? Anybody?
Yeah, I'm a child of the 80s.
Me too.
Anyway, a blind squirrel. How do they know whether a blind squirrel finds a nut?
Well, they watch for squirrels with walking sticks and sunglasses.
And sunglasses, yeah.
And when it finds a nut, they say, sometimes, happens. Sure.
I think what they do is they find these old blind geezers in the park who are giving nuts to blind squirrels. Because the blind got to lead the blind, you know. So the blind geezers are leading the blind squirrels to both together find a blind nut.
Blind got to bleep. Bleh, 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 bleh. Can't even say that.
Blind got to bleep sometimes.
Wow.
So the blind geezer occasionally bleeps out the foul language says. Of the blind squirrel, too.
That's what blind squirrels say when they find nuts. It's much like the fox.
But actually, the blind squirrel sounds more like...
I was going to ask for that sound clip.
I love that.
I can't do it.
Actually, that's maybe how the blind squirrels find these nuts, because they use sonar. They just walk around the park, and then like they can tell from the way it bounces off that there's a nut over there, and they go and chew on the nut.
Echolocation. What would that be called in squirrel?
That would be called...
Okay.
So next time you're feeling a little blind, just remember that you too can find a worthless nut buried in the dirt somewhere.
If a geezer leads you.
Yeah. Or a geyser. I mean, either one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do either. Find a blind squirrel. Take him to a geyser.
Throw him in.
Along with a nut and see if they can work it out together. You might want to bring a blind geezer with you, too.
Oh,
and a gizzard.
No gizzards.
And now it's starting to sound like we're making some kind of magic potion.
Ew.
You must take the gizzard of a blind geezer who chased a blind squirrel.
No, it just turned into murder.
Throw it into the geyser.
Just shoot me. An email.
We've been watching apologizing too much Harry Potter lately.
Apparently. Apparently.
Uh-huh. And then you get...
Apparently. Isn't that like a Harry Potter oil. Smell? A spell? Apparently you painted quite a scenty picture.
This is new Smell-a-podcast. Smell-a-cast. Welcome to the Smell-a-cast with Jeremy and nobody else.
What? Hey!
What?
Shut up.
I just thought, you know, you could start a solo podcast on Noodle Mix Network.
No.
Speaking of Noodle Mix Network.
Yeah, hi.
We have a new podcast or a couple new podcasts in the network. I'm really excited about this. We have a Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast in the network. They've got some great episodes already. Check it out at welcometolevel7.com. We also have officially brought in the Sci-Fi Show, which is all about science fiction and philosophy. So visit that at scifishow.com. That's S-C-I-P-H-I, not siffyshow.com.
Whoa.
And also, we are starting our Once Upon a Time in Wonderland podcast very, very soon. And we'd love for you to subscribe to that in iTunes and leave reviews as soon as we launch it, which we will be launching it in the first week of October 2013. So a lot of cool stuff going on at Noodle Mix Network. And we've got the podcast awards going on too. So please go to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards to find out how you can nominate all of our podcasts and in which categories they should go in. And we would really appreciate that. Please remember to send us your funny stuff. Email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device and send a voice message right from the website. It's like, boom, magic.
Whoa. Just shoot me an email or a voicemail. What did we just scream for?
I thought I saw a fox. And get these videos that we mentioned and watch the full things, because you got to watch them, not just listen to them, to fully appreciate them. Check them out at cleancomedypodcast.com/159. Special thanks again, like I mentioned earlier, to Super Squint, who left a kind review for us on iTunes, as well as Silent Wave X4. And they went to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes to leave a review for us. And you got to check it out, because this is like the battle of the review.
Yeah.
It's apparently maybe two people. One of them is your mom or someone's mom. And the review goes back and forth. But they conclude saying, warning, this podcast is more addicting than Pringles. Once you pod, you can't stop.
This brain melting. Like draining out. Give me a Pringles can. I need to catch my brain. Quick.
There's your Pringles can.
It's like my laughing button gets pushed every time you play that.
Oh. And you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/JennySnook.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our great podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. And please remember to nominate all of our podcasts in the podcast awards. Find out how to do that at cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards.
What does the frog say?